रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 73, द कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ लिबरेशन ऑफ कबंदा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Thus did Kabanda of league-long arms advise Rama and continue, "This path to the west takes you straight to Mount Rishimukha. Behold the trees all around that bend under the golden tribute of flowers and fruits. Neem, sandal, ashoka, fig, banyan, apple, jack, and others too numerous to count. Honey, sweet and wholesome, you can take your fill of them as you travel. Right beyond you come upon a wood lovely as Nandana, the pleasure garden of the celestials, or the groves in the land of Uttarakuru. Flowers and fruits of every season are to be found there, even as you have it in the garden of Chaitrarata. Streams of honey flow from every lofty tree that, bending low under the weight of fruits, seen from afar like cloud banks or mountain peaks. Lakshmana will keep you ever supplied with nectarine fruits from their branches. Pass through the countless woods, mountains and lands until you come upon Lake Pampa. The ground is carpeted with soft sand, free of flints and pebbles. The banks are firm and unbroken. The fords are shallow and no moss or rank water weeds entangle your feet. Lotus, lily and many lovely flowers adorn its bosom, while swans, herons, waterfowl and frogs make sweet music to the ear. The sight of man is strange for them. They fear him not and have no idea of any harm he could do to them. Lakshmana will prepare you a pleasant and delicious meal from the woodland fare, and you will find it rare delight to drink of its pure waters from cups of lotus leaves. Cool and sweet, clear as silver or crystal, you will find it healthy and refreshing with the fragrance of lotuses playing over it. Many a boar from the surrounding mountain caves, curiously shaped and bellowing like fierce bulls, comes down to quench its thirst at the lake. A pleasant walk in the evening on its banks would make you forget the grief that eats into your heart. As the eye ranges over stately trees hung with garlands and festoons of star-like flowers, and the cool and the pellucid waters of Lake Pampa adorned with many a full-blown lotus, lily, kalhara and indivara, no one dares to gather them. The forest is so remote, the flowers bloom past count, and the disciples of Rishi Matanga are dreaded for the cruel curses they launch at trespassers. They fade not, they drop not. The hermits frequent the spot occasionally to perform their tapas and wander through these woods in search of food. As it bent low under the heavy load of fruits, flowers, roots and fuel on the way to the hermitage of the Guru, drops of sweat fell from their limbs and were transformed into lovely gardens by the cool breezes wafted from the trees, and these fade not, thanks to the holy might of the rishis. A woman by the name Shabari served them long and faithfully. Hoary with age, she stays here but to offer her worship to you, Rama, as radiant as the gods and the lodestone of the heart of every created being, and then she will shuffle off her mortal coil. On the western shore of the Lake Pampa, you come upon the holy abode of the rishis in a secret spot. Mount Rishimukha and the forest round are infested with elephants, but they keep away from the ashrama through the orders of Rishi Matanga. You will do well to reside for a while in that wood, more charming than Nandana, the garden of Indra. Your grief will fall away from you and joy will fill your heart. Mount Rishimukha bounds Lake Pampa in the east. Of yore, Brahma invested it with a curious potency. He who sleeps off at night on his top and sees in his dream gold, silver or wealth of any kind, he is sure to get it after he awakes. Sinners and the wicked dare not ascend it, for cruel rakshasas carry them away when they are asleep and tear them to pieces. Further, countless elephant calves range its sides and the forests and round and prevent anyone from approaching it. Very often, they come down to gamble and disport themselves on the shores of Pampa, and you hear them far off as they trumpet in glee. Formidable bull elephants fight together and torrents of blood rain from their bodies, giving them the appearance of dark cloud banks as they crash through the wood. They drink of cool waters of Lake Pampa and hold undisputed sway over the forests around. You will also come upon bears, leopards, wolves, deer, and many a curious animal. There is a huge cave in that mountain, close by a mighty slab. East of it, you will find a large pool brimming with cool and sweet water. All around it, you will find fruits, roots, and other articles of food in lavish abundance. Birds and beasts of every imagined variety delight the eye. And there abides Sugriva with four monkey heroes. Sometimes he is also found on the tops of the mountain. Thus did Kabanda give minute directions to the princes for their future course of action and waited for their permission to depart. The princes went up to him and took kind leave of him, securing for him a seat on high in the worlds of light. "You will have your heart's wishes realized, and that very soon," said he in reverent gratitude as he ascended his car. Thus Kabanda resumed his original shape of beauty, and all radiant in his luster, he turned his face towards the world of the Shining Ones, and his last words were, "Rama, fail not to secure the friendship of Sugriva." Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.